Hey, this is Wade again, and today I want to talk about site acquisition because that's something that we're all curious about, right? Well, at least I am. So here's the deal. I wondered if there was a site acquisition checklist out there, and I got two of them. I'd like to thank big time Steve Morin of Ycom Solutions, www.ycom.solutions.com, and it's Steve at ycom.solutions who provided me, and the links are in my blog. Okay, just go to my links, wadeforwireless.com and wadesarver.com/podcast. It's in there, and for this, I just named it Site Acquisitions Checklist because it's very simple, very straightforward, and a lot of people ask questions about site acquisition. You know why? Because it's in the old days, we went out, we found the site, we signed the lease, boom, went in the tower. Today, you go out, you find the site, you get all the information for power, for telco, for backhaul. You get the coordinates, which we always got the coordinates, right? But you get the coordinates, you have to sign the lease. Who owns the tower? Is someone managing the tower? What's up with permitting? What's up with zoning and all that? There's a lot to it. So I just want to go into that real quick. Now, this actually applies to all sites, right? Meaning macro sites, small cells, even if you're doing an MRO and putting a remote radio head just out on a pole, even Wi-Fi. If you're mounting Wi-Fi in a pole, you can't just go out there and mount it in a pole. If you're doing it for the city or the township, they may give you carte blanche to all their poles out there, which we've done in the past. Muni Wi-Fi was a big thing at one time, and it may come back, may be popular once again. So with all that said, I just want to go through each one. And I thought it would be easier because this applies to small cells, to macro, to everything. It's a structure. You're going on a structure. Whether it's a light pole, whether it's a 1,000-foot tower, or whether it's a building top or rooftop, or whether you're putting in your own monopole. If you're putting in your own monopole or something like that, or your own tower, you still got to worry about the leasing, right? You got to worry about the zoning, the permitting, the approvals. Nothing goes quick. Let me tell you, everyone's involved. It's not a quick process anymore. I never understood, and maybe someone, I know someone will explain this to me, but it's just interesting how townships and cities and all that got involved in every little thing you put out there. I get it. They'll say it's an eyesore, this and that. But I remember putting stuff out in the tower way, way outside of town, and some township that probably didn't even know it was there until someone pointed it out wanted their $50 or $100 fee to put it out there. And they have no idea what's on that tower. All they know is that most of the people there don't like towers or eyesores, even though they couldn't even see it from the city. I'm just stating my frustration. In the city, if it's a rooftop, maybe they can see it, maybe they can't, but a lot of rooftops are already loaded, right? It's just frustrating going through this sometimes. And I'm sure you all know that. But these site act people were pretty helpful. So let me go through it real quick. So first, you got to know the site acquisition firm, right? That's whoever's doing it. Chances are they're the ones that'll fill this out. Who's the specialist? The name. You're putting your name on this. If there's an RF engineer that recommended this area, this site, this location, because you have to be flexible. If you can't go on the site for any reason, it's nice to have a backup site. Site ID if you have it, candidate name, who the landlord is, because you need a lease, right? Candidate address. Usually you need the address. And here he says on here, 9-digit zip code required. So you can't just give the zip. You got to be very specific if you can. The jurisdiction in the county, because there is where you're going to do the permitting and you have to look up the zoning and understand it. Now, latitude and longitude, we all know that type of structure, say building, rooftop, tower, the existing height. A lot of times you want the height of the structure, right? The building, the tower, whatever. And then the height available. Like if it's a rooftop, obviously you want to go on a roof. But if it's a tower, you got to look for open spots depending on what you're putting in there. You're putting in a full cell array, what we're going to need 20, 30 feet roughly to put everything in there. And you want to make sure that you can mount it there if you have room. Sometimes you have to get creative. So anyway, number of carriers on the structure, because you want to know who else is on that structure. And if it's a building top, it really matters because pretty much everyone's going to have horizontal separation, not a lot of vertical separation on a building top. If it's a pole for a small cell, it's nice to know who else is there. You're worried about interference, you're worried about PIM, passive intermodulation interference, you're worried about that on your connector. So you want to know who else is there, and you can also look up their information to make sure your information matches what they have. I'm just saying, it's a quick and easy way to do it. Number of carriers structure, I did that, sorry. Will the structure need to be modified to hold the equipment? By looking at it, you may have to add height to it or whatever, but they'll probably require you, especially landlords. That's a great thing about the tower business when you're in towers. These landlords, they say, well, you have to do a structural if you want to go on it. So it's no money out of their pocket, right? And then they have to review it and approve it, of course. But you have to do the structural, you have to do the structural upgrades and so on. That's why it's such an interesting thing. I always wonder when tower companies lose money, I'm like, how do they lose money? I have some ideas. That's another blog. But anyways, it's smart. You got to do a structural. It's just a requirement nowadays. It's part of doing business. Equipment space available. Now, when he says equipment space, that could mean closet space or in a building. It could mean a shed, a shelter. Is there space inside an existing shelter? Is there a building there? Are you going to have to put cabinets on the ground? Maybe there's no shelter. Maybe you got to put cabinets or your own shelter in. You know, you got to worry about all that. Then he has zoning, classification, and process. Now, listen, this you aren't going to know by going out to the site. But the reason you look up the township is so you can figure out what the process is for the zoning and permitting. Very important. And then the next one, of course, is building permit process, because one, you have to make sure you're zoned to go in there. And two, you have to make sure to know how to file for a permit to go there with the township or the city. It matters. It's not exactly a quick process. All depends on the township. Some cities and townships have a quick process where you just submit drawings and they give their yes, their yay or nay, and usually they give a yay, and they get their fee. It's not free. Some that I've dealt with, and I complain about this and I write about this, some of these permitting process, you got to go to a town meeting, or you used to. I don't know if it's still this way. You used to have to go to a town meeting, and then if they tabled it, you had to go the next month, and they only had one a month, and it was... oh, it's a royal hassle. Let me tell you something. I just did those, you know, and I used to drive hours and hours and hours, go to these meetings, which are usually at like 6, 7, or 8 o'clock at night. And then if they table it, I mean, they don't care about you, right? For one, they don't, if they don't like the tower, if they're a community that doesn't like towers, it's not their problem. It's your problem. So they'll just have you come back the next week or month. I'm sorry, the next month. And what are you going to do? You're not a local. All you can do is sit there and state your case, tell them what's going to be on it, and say, oh, this is it. Anyway, I'm just griping. Next thing, directions to the site. In today's world, you can do that while you're at the site, driving to the site. You can put down landmarks, and you can also get that off Google. Chances are you have the directions to the site before you go to the site. Once you're at the site, you can put down all the landmarks. That's the key. All right. So property owner and parcel number required. You probably need all that information. Power info and telco info. My God, if you got to, in today's world, depending upon what you're putting in, not many tower owners share power anymore. I think those days are quickly going behind us. So chances are you got to run your own power. Chances are, obviously, you have to run your own backhaul. I don't think anyone's going to give you a backhaul there, except I hear Crown Castle setting a lot of this up for the small cell deployments, which is awesome. Can you imagine you go there and you already have fiber, you already have backhaul? Same as the cable companies. Boy, if you could just lease off a cable company, you'd be set. I mean, think how nice that would be to have everything there, power and telco. And the cable companies, yeah, if you had the interface for a small cell, let's say, for power and backhaul, all for all one interface. I think Cox was doing tests on that. Just amazing, just awesome. Anyway. So there you got your list. It's a quick list, and I ran through it quickly because, let's face it, you're not going to memorize it and go out there. You're going to have a checklist, and you're going to fill in the blanks, whether it's a spreadsheet on your laptop or your iPad or your tablet, or whether you just write it down like I do, because I guess I'm old-fashioned. But anyway, I'm just saying, this is something that should help you out. If you have some stories, let me know. I got the blog. Give me some feedback. Just remember, when you're out there, be smart, be safe, and pay attention. Just because you're going out to do a site survey or an inspection or finding a site, people do stupid things. Now, I'm going to tell you some stories. Here's what happens when people go to sites. You're looking up, right? If it's a tower site, you're looking up, right? What do? You fall over. You fall in a hole. You walk into a bee's nest. Things like that happen all the time. Sounds a little funny when I'm here saying it, but let's face it, it happens. So there are things like that that happen all the time. By the way, I want to thank Tower Safety for sponsoring my blog. I really appreciate everything Tower Safety does. And besides, you need trained, right? So when I get trained to make the best better, Tower Safety out in Arizona, towersafety.com. And I'm just hoping to put all this together is a tremendous help out there to help you understand wireless deployment end to end. Okay. So I'm putting together a handbook for wireless deployment. So you can tell me if you want that or don't want it, but everyone seems pretty excited. Some guys want a how-to book, which is going to be tough to do. I'll try to put some of that in there because every OEM has their own way of how to do it. I mean, I can give you an outline and some stuff, which I'll do. So it'll be, you know, I have it geared around small cells right now, but I'm adding information to it. I'm probably going to put out a series of books. And I know I'm boring you with this. So don't forget, support the Hubble Foundation. Support the foundation that supports the families that actually do the hard labor. Because when you're out on the tower and you get hurt and you don't have any income, what are you going to do? Huh? You're going to rely on help, whether you like it or not, whether it's fair or not, it's the way it is. Besides, if you were out there, wouldn't you want someone to help your family out if you got hurt, if something happened to you? So here's your chance to pay it forward. All right. All right, everyone, be smart, be safe, pay attention. See ya.